BBC News. President Trump has set out plans for what he says will be the largest tax cuts in American history. He said he wants to make tax codes simpler and fairer, bringing back jobs and wealth to the U.S. The president announced tax cuts for businesses and said he would eliminate inheritance tax, but Democrats said the plans would reward the wealthy. Residents of Iraq's Kurdish region have voted by a huge majority in favour of independence. The official result of Monday's referendum shows a 92% yes vote. In protest, the Iraqi parliament has voted to authorise the deployment of troops in disputed areas on the edge of Kurdish territory. NATO has acknowledged that a U.S. airstrike close to Kabul airport during a visit by the U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis caused civilian casualties. Afghan officials say at least one woman died, 11 others were injured. For the second time in weeks, Europe's biggest airline, Ryanair, has announced the cancellation of a large number of flights. Ryanair has denied reports that it's suffering from a shortage of pilots. Parliament in South Africa says it's terminated its contract with the auditing firm KPMG over a scandal involving an influential family connected to President Jacob Zuma. It said continued links with the company risk damaging the reputation of Parliament. Russia and the United States have agreed to work together on a plan to build the first lunar space station. The American space agency NASA said the manned station would orbit the moon and act as a gateway to deep space as part of a long-term plan to send humans to Mars. The Czech musician Zuzana Ružičková, who became one of the world's leading harpsichord players after surviving the Nazi death camp at Auschwitz, has died. She was 90. Her family was deported after Hitler's forces invaded in 1939. BBC News.